This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's below freezing in Carthage, North Carolina this morning, 29 degrees. But the power's been out for tens of thousands of people in Moore County, North Carolina, after two power substations were damaged by gunfire. It's being investigated as a criminal act. Sheriff Ronnie Fields.
Folks, we're living in some challenging times. Challenging times that I never thought in my 40 years in law enforcement we would be seeing things and dealing with folks that are dealing with things that we're dealing with. But unfortunately, we're going to have to deal with this.
Sheriff Fields heard there on WTVD-TV. He said so far they don't know why anybody would do this. Now to a website designer in Colorado and what she says she can't do.
The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today from a Colorado businesswoman who says her religious beliefs prevent her from working for same-sex couples. Website designer Lori Smith wants to create wedding websites, but says her Christian faith means she can't do that for same-sex couples. But refusing to do so is against Colorado law. 5 years ago, there was a similar case filed by a Colorado bake shop. But now the high court is dominated 6-3 by conservatives who may be more sympathetic to religious plaintiffs. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock faces off against Republican Herschel Walker in tomorrow's Senate runoff election in Georgia. A private airplane crashed into the Gulf of Mexico off the Florida coast over the weekend, with two people confirmed dead. Authorities searching for a third person believed to have been on board. Oxford Dictionary says its 2022 word of the year is goblin mode, defined as a type of behavior which is unapologetically self-indulgent. This is AP News. Now to China and its tough COVID controls.
Beijing's easing some of the world's most stringent antivirus controls. China has yet to say when it might end the zero COVID strategy that's confined millions to their homes and set off protests and demands for President Xi Jinping to resign. Commuters in Beijing and at least 16 other cities are now allowed to board buses and subways without a virus test in the previous 48 hours for the first time in months. The government announced plans last week to vaccinate millions of elderly people, a key condition for ending zero COVID restrictions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin wants to keep the U.S. military's COVID vaccine mandate in place to protect the health of the troops, he says. Republican governors and lawmakers are pressing to rescind it. Austin says the U.S. has lost 1 million people to this virus. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.